morning, everyone. It's Terrific Transformational Tuesday. It's September 24th, the year 2024. I'm Peggy, and this is my show, Oh My Angels, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I would love it if you guys would join me in the chat room to get there. If you've never been there before, if you go to 12radio.com, look on the far left-hand side of the page at the top. You'll see the word chat. Just click on that, and you'll get invited into the private chat room. When you're in there, if there's any questions that you have that you want the angels to answer for you after break, please feel free to put your question in there. And again, after break, I'll be more than happy to get in there and answer some questions for you. But it's fun just to come in the chat room and see who's there and to say hi. So we definitely would like to have you in there if you've not been in there before. For the first time listeners, again, if that's the whole thing with joining the chat, and there's usually quite a few people in there, so just come on in and join us. Besides hosting the show, I am an advisor here at 12Listen, and I'm available every single day. Just my hours change from day to day, but I'm there every single day. So if you're wanting a reading from the angels, feel free to just jump on over there and sign up, and I'll be more than happy to talk with you. I also, as a reminder, I encourage you to go to my new website. It's called Oh My Angels, which is OHMYangels.com. I list the monthly angel scopes there. And I also have a tab that that's been added that once I get done with the radio show, I also get my radio show uploaded there. So if you're kind of looking around and you don't know where you can get it, that's the fast, easy way. You can just go to my website and look for the on-demand section, and it'll play the latest show that I've got there. But also, you can always go to 12radio.com and look for the on-demand and look for my name. It'll play the latest. So that way you can find me anyway. All right, let's see here. I was telling Jay as we were coming on, I had said in my mind of what we were going to talk about today, and then the angels changed their minds on the way, on my way home from work to here. So hopefully this will go a little bit smoother. It's not flowing in my head yet, so who knows what's going to come out of my mouth. All right, first of all, I can't believe September's almost over with. You know, fall officially came in on Sunday, and I was so excited. I'm in the Midwest, and it turned cooler here, which I loved. And my boys played football Sunday night, which I loved, and we won. We're 3-0. I'm a Chiefs fan, by the way. And I made homemade chili, and I always put the chili over the chili Fritos and then cheese on top. So, I mean, I'm just loving the seasons. You know, I lived out in Arizona for a while. And you have two seasons, hot and hotter, you know. So I was glad to be back in the Midwest, and I'll get all four seasons, and I just love it. So I'm really, really enjoying it. And the trees always make me, you know, the fall and falling of the leaves always makes me think of my granddaughter, who you guys know by now is the love of my life. And when she was probably, I want to say, 6 or 7. I lived in this house. I had two great big huge oak trees in the backyard. And you can imagine, if you've been in the Midwest, you know when the leaves change and then they fall, right? So you have nothing but all these huge leaves everywhere. You know, you're up to your knees and leaves. So she had come over. She was going to help me rake the leaves that day. So we had them in two great big huge piles. And we were sitting there, we're taking a little break and looking out on the yard. And she goes, Nana, can I go run and jump in them? And I thought, oh, my God, yeah. I said, heck, yeah, honey, go for it. And she she ran, and she jumped in the pile, and she disappeared. It was so awesome to see. It was just like a movie or whatever. And I ended up taking several pictures, and I enlarged them and framed them for her for Christmas one year. But it was one of the most favorite pictures I have of her, the memory that went with it. Those are the same trees I taught her how to feel the energy off of a tree. And so this time of year is very special to me. So, but also this time of year, every 4 years, we have the election. So to get that out of the way, just reminding everybody, please vote. You know, every vote counts. And no matter how you vote, who you vote, whatever, just go with your heart. So that's all I can say. All right. As I was talking about this, the topic today was just going to be patience and letting go. And it's more about, and they really go hand in hand if you think about it, because letting go is, for me anyway, it's not an easy process. I have a tendency to say, oh yeah, I can let that go and just, blah, blah, blah. Thank you, God. And then the next day I'm worrying about the same dang thing all over again, which, obviously is not letting go. So it's a constant effort on my part. The definition of patience is the state of endurance under difficult circumstances, which can mean persevering in the face of delay or provocation without acting on negative annoyance, which is anger, right? And most of you know me, know that patience has never been easy. And my favorite thing about patience, well, there used to be an old, well, I'll call it meme for lack of a better word, that showed a buzzard out on a limb over the desert, and that the caption underneath it said, "Patience, my ass." And that's, pardon my language, but that's basically how I feel about having patience. I'm not a very patient person. I'm learning patience. I have a heck of a lot more now than I have ever had. Pardon me. But it's still difficult. And because you have to have patience to be able to let things go, right? And you have to be able to let things go to be able to manifest and bring the new in. So it's all tied together. Which is kind of frustrating if you're somebody like me who, again, has very little patience. And when we want something, we want it now. But again, to make room for the new, you have to let go of the old, right? And it was really funny this morning because I was scrolling through Facebook or whatever, and I saw this poem, and it just stood out. And so I printed it, and I'm going to read it to you because it, to me, again, it ties the fall, the leaves, and the subject of today of letting go. And the poem is called "The Wisdom of Letting Go," and it's by Miriam. It says, "Be like a tree and let the old leaves fall. In their fading, find wisdom for us all. To cling too tightly brings sorrow and pain, but in letting go, there is so much to gain. The past may weigh heavy, but it's not ours to keep. Release it gently, and your soul will sleep deep. Like branches stretching toward the sky, we grow when we're unafraid to say goodbye. For every leaf that drops, new buds appear. Change is a cycle we needn't fear. And shedding the weight of what's no longer true, we make space for the light, for growth that's new. Let go of regret, let go of fear. And every ending, fresh beginnings are near. Like the tree in winter, stripped bare and cold, know that in time, new stories unfold. In life, we learn not all can remain, but through each loss, we break free from the chain. The winds may blow, the storms may roar, yet by letting go, we stand even more. Hold on to hope, not the things that must fade. In this lesson, the path of peace is laid. For the leaves that drop will nourish the ground, and in their falling, true strength is found. True strength lies not in holding on, but in knowing when to let go. Life's beauty is found in accepting change, embracing growth, and trusting that what's meant for you will find its way." I just thought that was beautiful. And to me, it ties everything together of reminding you, we get in patterns, right? Or we hold on to the past because maybe if I'd done this and, this would have happened and, we've got all these different scenarios in our heads. But if you kind of live your life and these issues like the tree does, the tree knows these leaves are gonna come spring, they're gonna bud out, right? And come fall, they're going to change colors and they're going to drop off the tree and fall to the ground. And the tree has to let them go because the ground needs the nourishment from the leaves, A, and B, there's new buds to have to be bloomed, right? So it's a cycle. And you have to be able to nurture those leaves when they're on the tree, nurture the dreams and hopes that you have, and know then when it's time to let them go, you've got to let them go so they can nourish what they're meant to nourish. And then where you can bring in the new. I thought that was just so amazing to me. I've got this fascination for trees. I always have. And so when I saw that this morning, I thought, okay, I was meant to read this. I hope you get some message out of it. But going back to the process of actually letting go of something, it is a process. And I think we forget that at times. And for me, letting go of something, I get almost anxious about it because it's like, can I really let this go? Do I really need to let this go? What's going to happen when I let this go? You know, when I was younger, I was a queen worrywart. I could be the like I said, crowned queen of worrying because I was very good at it. Not so much, I don't do that so much anymore. And letting go process has even become easier for me. There's a couple of things that weren't, and I think I have to say it's more relationship issue than it is things in my life that are harder for me to let go of. And you know, we all have toxic relationships. Whether they're your significant other, your boss, your coworker, your family, friend, whatever. We all have them. And I always want to believe the best of everybody. But it's always hard for me to say, you know what, this has run its path, its course. I've learned what I needed to learn from this individual. And it's time to let them go. But then, you know, I'm like, ah, but maybe just one more time. You know, we talked last week or the week before about narcissism, right? And it's those people, they just want to help them just one more time because you just know that good's in there somewhere, right? So this is the one area too for me to let go in and knowing that I'm letting go for not only my highest good, but for their highest good as well. Because when you're holding on to a negative relationship, you're not helping anybody. You're, I call aiding and abetting the bad behavior. And you have to love yourself enough to say, you know what? I don't deserve this kind of treatment. And I will feel so much better by letting go. Let them work out what issues they need to work out, and if it's meant for the relationship to come back around, it will. If not, it won't. But it's really difficult when you know the good's in there, but you also know it's time to let it go. You know, for me anyway, when we lose people, when they pass unexpectedly. Or you find out that, you know, they passed a year ago, which happened to me recently. There's a grieving process, right? But you have to let go of what you hoped that relationship might be, because now it's not ever going to be what you hoped and prayed for, that one day it would get turned around and it would just be magical, right? But when you look at those situations, whether it's a relationship or a habit you have or whatever it is that it's time to let it go, by letting go, you make room for the new. And there's a saying, something to the effect, you can't get something new if you don't try something new, right? You can't keep doing the same things over and over again expecting a different result if you're not putting forth the effort to bring in the new. You know, if the trees held on to their leaves and never dropped them, I mean, they just hung on there and they were just dying, they would sap all the energy out of the tree and the tree would eventually die. But by letting go of those leaves fall to the ground and nurture the earth. A lot of people that I know mulch them up and put them in their flower beds or in their garden for the winter to help protect the new buds that will be coming up in the spring. And so therefore by letting go, they're nourishing the ground and the other plants and the tree itself. The trees, there's times when you look at them and you think, oh my gosh, if you just study the tree without the new leaves or the buds on it. Some of these trees, you just think, oh my gosh, you're just so old. It's gonna die, or it just looks so barren. But deep within that tree is new beginnings. We all go through phases in life where we're dormant, waiting for the new to come. We want things, we try to manifest them. And to manifest something, you basically have to put forth what it is that you want or you desire in your life, and then you have to let go of how that's supposed to happen. Because if you try to tell the universe how you want it to happen, you're going to be missing what it is that they've got planned for you. You see what I'm saying? So it's a catch 22. You have to say, okay, I deserve this. This is what I want. Now it's up to you, the universe and the angels, to bring it. I gladly receive it. And you have to act like you've already got it, because that's all positive energy, and that's bringing forth that positive energy. There's another poem that I've read before, but it always, believe it or not, it really does help me. Even today, it was from a picture that came from, there was a company called Home Interior. It was a big deal back in the 70s and 80s, right? And it was called Let Go and Let God. And it says, as children bring their broken toys with tears for us to mend, I brought my broken dreams to God because he was my friend. But then, instead of leaving him in peace to work alone, I hung around and tried to help with ways that were my own. At last, I snatched him back and cried, how can you be so slow? My child, he said, what could I do? You never did let go. Let go and let God. And it gets me every time, because I'll be sitting there going, okay, how come things haven't changed for me? I know I've got faith, I've got the belief that these are going to change, this is going to happen, whatever, not knowing how it's going to work out. And then I'll look at it and go, well, dang, I kind of butted my nose into some business that wasn't mine, meaning I took it back after turning it over to the universe. I brought it back and said, okay, well, I think the only way this could happen is if XYZ happens, which is not how manifesting works. You have to be willing to say, okay, this is what I deserve. I'm going to take certain steps, to act like I already have what I'm manifesting, keeping the faith and moving forward, staying actively involved, without saying, okay, well, the only way I can do this is if, I get an inheritance, or if this happens, or if that happens. You have to let go of all that stuff instead of pulling it back. And every time you catch yourself pulling it back, you got to release it again. So it's almost like we've talked about before, about being the observer in your life. You have to say, okay, I'm manifesting XYZ. I feel good about it. These are the steps that I've taken to move forward, but then I just let it go, not focused on the results of those steps I've taken or people that I've contacted or whatever, knowing that the universe is going to take care of that for me. It's a fine line you have to walk. But when you walk it and you can do it without holding on or trying to force it a certain way, things flow in divine timing. And I'm constantly surprised and amazed of how it works. And with the seasons, you can, again, I love the seasons. I know some of you don't. Some of you still love Arizona. Some of you love Florida, places where you don't get the snow or the ice or the cold temperatures, what we consider cold here in the Midwest. But I absolutely love it, because I feel like your body's, your life goes through cycles, and I think it helps prepare you for those times. If you're used to, as a kid, okay, well, it's school time, so now we know it's going to turn cold, and you can almost bet your bottom dollar when it comes time for Halloween as a kid, it's going to be blistery cold. with wind chills or it's going to rain or whatever, where in other areas the kids don't go through that, right? So I don't think it prepares you as well as living in the Midwest does. The Midwest, you don't like the weather today, just stick around because 24 hours later it's going to be different. And Arizona, for example, when they get excited out there, if they get 10% chance of rain, I mean, literally, they are so excited you can't hardly see straight, right? Here in the Midwest, Kansas, Missouri, if they call for 10% chance of rain, it's going to be one or the other. You're going to get a few sprinkles or you're going to get a downpour, and then they up it to 100%, right? But it's always the difference, right? Or the anticipation. And I think for the Midwest, it kind of toughens you up and prepares you more for what happens in life. In the wintertime, everything's pretty much died off, right? People go within because it's too cold outside. There's people that like some of the winter sports and stuff like that, but for the most part, you go to work, you come home, you get in your house where the heater's running, got your blankies, You cook, stew and chili and good comfort food, right? And then come spring, you're like, oh my gosh, it's 60 degrees. Oh yay. We're in the wintertime and 60 degrees is cold. 60 degrees in the spring, everyone's excited because they're tired of being closed up indoors and they're opening up their windows, getting some fresh air coming in. But again, it's the cycle of life. And you have to let go of summer and the heat to be able to accept what happens in the fall and watch the beauty of the fall. And I think that's the thing that I've missed most too with the different seasons is each season brings a beauty and a sense of wonder and also a sense of hope, at least for me. You can look outside in the winter and go, oh my gosh, look at all the trees look dead and the snow's out there and the wind chills below zero. But if you don't have to get out, it's really nice. You can stay in and you can look out and just be in gratitude for what you have. You've got a place to keep you warm, food for your belly, a blanket to keep you warm. But you see the beauty of the different cycles. Maybe the reason I've always been attracted to trees is because I'm envious of the fact that they know that the leaves that they put out in spring and all the nourishment that they give those leaves through the year, to watch them just drop off, watch them die and fall to the ground. I mean, like, really? Where's the patience in that? But if you turn around and look at it, it's like, oh my gosh, what amazing that they've got the patience to do all that, to where when the leaves die and they can drop to the ground, they can nourish others. So they can continue the cycle. Birth and regrowth. And they have the patience for that to happen, even though they know that those leaves are going to die and drop off the tree. Right? And now look at the things that, have been put in my path, and I go, patience my ass. And then I get to feeling bad now because it's like these trees go through that, and every year they go through the same thing over and over again. But each leaf that pops up the next year is different than the one that was there last year. So it's a new opportunity, a new way to grow, right? So if I could just get it through my thick skull that if I letting go of the same old and stepping out of my comfort zone and reaching out and doing more, who knows what's going to happen? And it can get pretty darn exciting. So I think that the lesson, is really being gratitude for what you already have. Be in gratitude for the things or the people or the situations that you want to draw into your life as if you already have them. Knowing that the universe and divine timing are acting already in your highest good. You have to be willing to let go to bring forth the new. So instead of being in sorrow and in pain of, oh, I can't let this go, I blah, blah, think of, oh, geez, by letting this go and blessing what we had or what I had or what the situation, whatever lessons I learned from that, I can't wait to see what's coming next. Change the attitude. Open up your heart and your mind, knowing that the universe, God and the angels have your back. Okay, well, again, like the trees, just remember by letting go of the old that no longer serves your highest good, you are making space for the new. And be excited and thrilled for that. All right, you guys, it's time. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'll jump into the chat room and see if anybody has posted any comments or anybody wants some readings, okay? So we'll be back in 5. Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is Peggy with All My Angels here on 1-2 Radio. I hope you enjoyed the first half of the show. Again, it's a topic that I could probably go on forever and ever on. But it's one of those, I think it's really, sincerely, part of my life lessons on learning how to let go and have patience, right? But, you know, as everyone else, we're all just a work in progress, right? So, okay, I'm going to jump in the chat room here. Give me just a second. I was trying to refresh, and Yogi got me sidetracked. I'll blame it on him. How's that? Let's see. Kay's in the house. Hey, Kay. She's a 1-2 advisor, and she's also co-host on Strands of Wisdom on 1-2 Radio on Thursdays at 1 p.m. I think it's 1 p.m., right, Kay? No, it's 1 p.m. Central. It's 11 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Central. So you guys need to listen to her and Maureen. It's a great show. Let's see who else. What happened to everything here? Bear with me. Joni Thompson's in the house. She says, good day, Peggy. You were spot on last time you shared for me, and I thank you. While I am enjoying my current part-time work, I feel something big is coming, another new something. I'd love your take on it. Let's see here. I do feel like, you've got another job coming in, but it doesn't, there may be another little part-time one coming up, but it doesn't feel like the one that you're looking for is going to happen until, it feels like 2025, the first part of the year. It's before spring. That's what it feels like. So between the first of the year and spring. But yeah, just keep doing what you're doing. You're being divinely guided. It feels like there's some other things that you have to go through before you get this job that it's just going to light you up. So hang in there. Keep your thoughts positive, knowing that it's coming to you. Michelle Hendricks, my friend from Arizona, she says, good morning, Peggy, Yogi, and Jay, listening at work. Oh, good for you. Hope you're liking your new job, and I'm glad you get to listen at work. That always makes things better. Quelly's here. She says, Tuesday blessings, Peggy, Jay, and 1-2 family. Thank you so much for showing up. I appreciate you. Maya Constantine is here. She says, good morning, Peggy. So good morning right back at you. Suzanne Morrissey, she says, good morning, Peggy. So happy to hear you live today. Heading back to the eye doctor today to follow up and recheck my vision and swelling. Any insights would be very much appreciated. Many thanks. I heard them chuckle when I read insights, you know, get at sights with your eyes or whatever. I do feel like things are going to work out. Again, I'm not a medical doctor, but I do feel like you're in good hands, and I do feel like they've got some answers for you. So keep the faith on that. It also feels like there's some irritation around you. So whatever it is, it's whether it be a significant other, somebody else you live with, work situation or whatever, it feels like there's some irritation going on there. And I feel like it, believe it or not, I feel like it's you're showing it through your eyes, if that makes sense. So, yeah. So let me know about that. So just take care of that. Okay. Let's see here. You pose this, the trees are about to show how lovely it is to let go, to let things go. Right. I posted a meme that was similar to that, and I just love fall and autumn. You know, I love the colors. To me, they're inviting, they're warm, and trees are just great. I mean, I've always had this thing for trees, and as I get older, the more I realize that there's a reason for that. You know, if you guys have never gone up to a tree and given it and felt its energy, you're missing it, because I'm telling you that was one of the first things I taught Haley, and she just loves it now. I kind of created a little mini me when it comes to that. So, and I had a guy over in Italy. No, it wasn't Italy. It was in England. Teach me the correct way to walk up to a tree. I mean, I was just going up and giving it a hug and whatever. And he said, no, stop and think about it. When you cut into a tree, if you look at the life band of a tree, you know, it goes in a circle. He said that's how you have to connect with their energy. When you walk straight up to a tree and hug it, you're cutting their energy because obviously the energy vibrates out from the tree, right? So if you walk towards a tree with your palms, your hands up on either side with your palms facing the tree and approach the tree in a circle, you know, go around the tree until you get closer and closer and then lay your hands on it. Even talking about it, my hands fire up with the energy. It's just amazing when you connect that energy to a tree. It really changes you, makes you think of things, you know, it lets you know that A, the tree's alive, and B, about the energy and connecting that energy. So just try it. Let's see here. I'm trying to refresh here. Let's see here. I don't think I've missed anybody, so I hope you guys have put that in there. I also want to get back a little bit on manifesting and letting go. I know that they're wanting me to remind you guys that the trick, if you will, for lack of a better word, in manifesting is A, to believe that you deserve it, you know? And being gratitude as if it's already yours. You know, the old saying, fake it till you make it. It really does work. And the minute you feel yourself starting to doubt, I just go erase, erase, and replace that doubt with something positive. You know, thank you for the new job. Thank you for, you know, the new friends. Thank you for this person coming into my life and teaching me this valuable lesson. You know, thank you for the roof over my head. Thank you for, you know, here's another one, cold running water. And people all ask me, you know, what do you mean by that? Well, if you've ever lived in Arizona and you had lived someplace else first, then you go to Arizona. Everywhere else I've ever lived, when you turn on the cold water and you expect cold water to come out of the tap. In Arizona, there's no such thing as cold water from the tap. It's not going to happen. I thought something was broken in my apartment when I moved to Arizona because I couldn't get cold water. And they said, no, well, we don't have cold water here. So it's little things. So being back in the Midwest, it's one of the things that I'm in gratitude for on a daily basis. Thank you for the cold water. Because there's nothing more refreshing than being outside working or whatever and come in and turn on the tap and get some cold ice water, you know, not bottled water. It's refreshing. It tastes good. And it's cold, and it's not out of a bottle. I mean, it's just refreshing. But again, it's the little things of learning how to be in gratitude for the things we already have, and then being in gratitude for the strength and the courage to let go of the things that no longer serve our highest good. I think that's one of the toughest things I've had to learn, and it was only tough because I'm bullheaded, right? I don't want to give up on something. I'm not a quitter, right? But the thing about it is, it doesn't mean you're a quitter when you let go of things that are not helping you. They're not, you know, you've learned the lesson already. You've been beaten up with it, so to speak. And it's time just to let it go. You can let it go with grace and ease, with love and appreciation for the lessons you've learned. And by doing that, it's so much easier to let go. Whether it be a relationship or a job or whatever you can think of, you have to, you know, a habit, an attitude. I mean, when I gave up smoking, I can still remember it like it was yesterday. It was the night that was going to be my last day smoking. And I had it written on a calendar and I'd been working towards that goal for 2 months. And it was on a Friday night. And because I was going to start the first day of spring smoke free. And of course, that night, I had a big deck, and the roof of the house overhang the deck. So I strummed the deck, and it was pouring down rain outside, and cried and cried. And I smoked my last cigarette. I still had a half a pack of cigarettes left, right? I just couldn't do it anymore. But cigarettes had been my best friend through two marriages, through deaths of relatives, through, you know, a loss of a job, all these situations. My cigarettes have been my best friend through all of it. But there's no way that I could continue doing the healing work and the energy work I was wanting to do and I had been guided to do and still smoke. So I had asked, you know, God in the universe to help me to quit the smoking and not to have any cravings of it. And again, I smoked my last cigarette. I had half a pack left. I had a nice Zippo lighter. I went in, I poured water over all the cigarettes and threw them in the trash. I dismantled my Zippo lighter and went to bed, cried myself to sleep. And I haven't looked back. But again, the letting go of that, I had to turn over the physical letting go and give it to the universe. Because I said, I'll be more than willing to do the healings and the Reiki work and the energy work and all this and do the readings, but I need help with this. I know it's time to let it go, but I need help with it. And I never had any cravings. I mean, there's been times I thought, oh, I wish I had a cigarette. But when I think about actually lighting up the cigarette, I want to puke. You know, so I know all the cravings and stuff have been gone. It's been, I don't know, a long time since I quit smoking. But again, had I not let go of what had been my crutch through so many traumatic events, you know, had I not let go of that, I wouldn't be where I am right now. So to get the new, we have to let go of the old. And yes, I cried myself to sleep that night, but I got up the next morning. And, you know, I was halfway through the morning before I realized I hadn't had my first cigarette. I hadn't reached for the cigarettes. So again, to get the new, we have to let go of the old. To bring the new to us that's for our highest good and to where we can help more people or even to help ourselves, we have to let go of that that's not serving us anymore. And it's okay to mourn that loss. But mourn it and move on. You know, it's okay to be down in the dumps or whatever. Just don't live there. You got more exciting things to do with your life. So just keep that in mind when you're struggling like I have over letting some situation, habit, whatever it is that you're ready to let go of. You know, take a minute, take a deep breath, look out the window and look at a tree. And say, oh, okay, the tree has to let go of all these leaves. But the tree's going to have new leaves come spring. So it's a process. It's going to be okay. You're protected and watched over during that time. You've got all these seeds growing inside you, for lack of a better metaphor, that are ready to come spring, sprout. And bloom. And I'm really hearing, it feels like there's one particular person that's listening that needs this message more than ever. You're not ever, when you go through something like this, you're never, ever, ever alone. Ask for the angels to reach out. Know that they're with you and they're guiding you. And if you're letting go of a bad habit or an unhealthy relationship, know you're being divinely guided to the right thing, the right person, the right situation. That's going to help you heal to where you can move on. There's always, always hope. Trust me, there is always hope. And you're never, ever totally alone, ever. That doesn't happen. I know there's times that we feel that way. You know, I'm just like everybody else. There's times that I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I don't have a significant other in my life and you know, all my friends are busy and, you know, a little pity party, right? And when I was younger, girl, let me tell you, I could throw a good pity party. I don't think anybody else could throw a better one than what I could. And now, if I get down in the dumps, if it lasts an hour, that's like, wow, a long time for me. Now, it's usually 10, 15 minutes and I'm done with it. I don't have time to waste on that. So know, no matter what you're going through, be like a tree. Know you've got new things coming. Get excited about it. Be in gratitude for it. I hope that helps somebody. I really feel like somebody needed to hear that. Okay, let me refresh here and see what else we got. Oops, I hit the wrong button. Bear with me. And before I forget, I gotta thank Jay for producing this show. You know, I tried it once. It wasn't pretty. So trust me, he makes it look like a breeze. And I congratulate myself because there's a step in this whole thing afterwards to where I can get them. What he's done on the backside to get it where I can put it out for you guys to click on to listen to the on demand. And I could never get that to work before. And I told him he's been a dang good teacher because now I can do it. I'm so proud. Now watch today. I probably won't get to, but I'm just saying. So, Jay, thank you for all that you do. Let's see here. I'm going to try it one more time. Make sure I'm not hitting the wrong button here. Okay. Let's just jump back in here. See if anybody's got anything else they want to say today. Okay. All right. Well, I don't see any other comments in there unless somebody wants to add something. I do want to remind you guys that after my show, hold on just a second here. I'm getting lost here. Is the amazing C.A. Brooks on her show, which is called Everyday Astrology. And then after C.A. is Kelly Whetstone with the Empowerment Hour. And then the last show of the day ends with the Katie Weaver show. So hopefully if you don't have anything else doing, going on or whatever, and you want to listen to some great astrology and Kelly with the Empowerment Hour and Katie Weaver show, you guys need to stay tuned because they're all very awesome. So until next Tuesday, I'm sending you all blessings, light, love, and angel hugs. Take care and have a wonderful day.